I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
And as you praise, and as you worship, and as you lift up a sound, it is a sound that crashes against your situation, crashes against your circumstance, and it lets heaven know that I trust you over what I see. God, you can invade everything I have. I'm gonna trust you. You can crash into my marriage, crash into my business, crash into my health, crash into everything with my name on it. Anybody ready for God to crash into you?
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
Hey, thanks for tuning in this evening. I've been trying to reach you. I missed you. It's been 7 days. I'm so glad to be back sharing this time with you. Let me just start off by asking you a question. Do you ever feel like you've been on a frustrating search for what God has for you? Year after year, month after month, you may have found yourself dealing with the same issues. You're tired of just merely surviving. I know what that's like. And if that's you, tonight we're gonna dig deep into the Word and take you beyond the surface place where you've been. If you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you today, I believe He will lead you into a season of freshness, renewal, and breakthrough. Are you ready for that? No, I mean it. Talk to me. Are you ready for that? Then let this message minister to your heart. Text everybody you know. Make the phone calls right now. Press the DVR button, because this big piece of Holy Ghost chocolate is coming to your house, and I need you to get this word in your spirit. Listen to the things the Spirit is saying to you personally. Tonight, you're on a collision course with the favor of God. Call everybody. Ooh, girl, he said he's Holy Ghost chocolate. I can't wait for this word. I'm already hungry.
God is about to bum rush your situation. God is about to kick the door in on everything that the enemy has tried to do. I need you to get this in your spirit, because when you leave here, you need to go home and start praising over everything that the enemy tried to wreck. Get home. If your spouse is not here, walk in the house. Just, God, I thank you. I thank you that he's on fire in the Holy Ghost. He's going to be sitting there with a beer in his hand. Here she go again. All of that Jesus stuff. But something will be different tonight. Ooh, you used to get on my nerves, but I see God's got a blessing for you. I'm speaking life over you. You're going to be exactly what God intended. I dare you to go ahead and speak over that spouse. I dare you to go into that wrecked situation and crash that situation with the word of God. Crash your situation with the confession of the word. Crash into your children with the word of God. Don't let them go to sleep tonight with them headphones on, listening to God knows what. Take them headphones off and speak the word of God. Hey, I want you to know that you are the daughter of a king. You are not gonna mess around with little peasant boys. You are a Proverbs 31 woman. You don't need to show all your body on Instagram for some little boy to like you. The man that God has for you is right now in college with all of his teeth and good credit, and God is gonna let you meet him at the right time. Carry yourself like I raised you. I just need a praise break from any parents. Somebody say crash. I need you to know you got a target on your back. Deuteronomy 28 and 2. Deidre, that's why you had to, of all the people that Mark Burnett and Roma Downey know, they ask you to do a song? Okay, I'm just wondering. And they live in LA where everybody lives, and you sitting here in Katy somewhere by Krispy Kreme, just sitting over there with your kids in a truck, just driving. And all of a sudden, God just bumps a blessing to you on I-10. I'm just tripping, because that's how it's about to happen. You need to look around now, because it might. I said you need to. I wish somebody would anticipate. Deuteronomy 28, blessings for obedience. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Freeze. For those of us who understand the key to elevation is obedience. Obedience brings the audience, brother. If you want to see the blessing of God, the miracle of God, stay obedient to his voice. His voice will take you down paths that other people be like, that's crazy. Why are you doing that? That makes no sense. Nobody's done that. And even if they have, they've done it, but they weren't successful. Yeah, they did it and they weren't successful, but they didn't have my Father standing behind them. Am I talking to anybody? This is for anybody that heard something crazy from God. I need you to go do it. Because your blessing's on the other side of obedience. Well, it doesn't make sense. Ding, 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 ding. It's called faith. Faith doesn't always make sense. The Bible says that the blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. And that word, that come upon, means to fall or suddenly crash. That's crazy. You're just walking around and a blessing just crashes into you. Just walking down the street and all of a sudden, everything in your life shifts. I know this sounds unbelievable, but I know that there are things that are about to be released over the lives of believers, but you have to grab this on faith. You have not just stepped into a suddenly season. You've also stepped into a set time season. Check your watch. What time is it? It's the set time. You know what time it is? Set time. This is exactly where God knew you would be. Nobody who's here or who's watching online or who's listening via Sirius XM 128, nobody is, heaven's not shocked like, oh, I didn't know they were going to tune in. Somebody get a blessing out that back room so I can throw it out the window, open up a window of heaven. So I didn't know Jamel was coming. Get one for him and Demetrius. I didn't know. So I thought he was going to be on the corner. He's in church. Everybody here, there is something that heaven has with your name on it. My question is, how bad do you want it? I need you to catch this. Psalm 102:13. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. Zion is symbolic of the people of God, those who are connected to the Father through faith in Jesus Christ. For the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. I need you to understand, not only is it the set time, but you have favor now. That means the thing that didn't work last week will work this week. I know it's faith. I'm gonna keep speaking it until your faith rises. You tried it last year, it didn't seem to work out. I'm telling you by faith, try it again. Go back again, reapply again. Go back to that dean of that college again. Tell them I'm going back to school and I believe you're the key to that. Go look at my application again. It looks the same. I know, but I'm not the same. I need you to get some faith. Go back to that business office. Go back to the tax office. Tell them I want to incorporate my business, please. How much is it? Well, I don't have that right now, but I'll be back later today because I know God told me to come down here. Matter of fact, you don't even need that money. You know you can go ahead and put that paperwork on through there. Go ahead and put that paperwork on through there. Use your favor. I dare you to tell somebody, use your favor. Tell some, Mills, use your favor. I want you to know this is the season where people are going to want to get to know you. How many people have heard this recently? It's just something about you. Who's heard that? It's just something about you. I don't know what it is. It's just, there's something about you. I want you to know you're going to hear that over and over again. It is the favor of God. It's something about you. I don't even know why I want to give you this promotion. It's not, we haven't even posted it yet, but we're just going to give it to you. I don't know who that's for, but that's for you. There's some other people in here that God's about to release unspoken miracles, things you hadn't even had a chance to get out of your mouth. You just thought about it, but you couldn't even get it out, and God's going to show up. This is the set time. Psalm 65:11. You crown the year with your goodness and your paths drip with abundance. For anybody who's been stagnant, the enemy's whispered to you, stay where you are, don't move. That's his hope, that you start walking by sight and not by faith. If his paths drip with abundance, then you need to keep walking. I need you to go ahead and pick back up where you left off. Don't quit now. You've come too far. I know it looks crazy. Keep walking. On the other side of this attack is the abundance. There's about to be a collision of the supernatural favor of God out and over your life. Listen to me very carefully. This is that moment. And so, let me tell you what happened to me, because there's a difference, as I said, between an accident and a crash. 2 weeks ago, my wife and I went in we thought it was a very serious accident. We were on the highway, and we were trying to get home, but the highway, like most of the highways down here, Jesus, were packed. And so I said, let's take the streets. Let's take a different path. And we're on this path. We see a light. It's green. I'm at full speed. I'm driving through the light. And then I hear this sound from my wife. Don't let all of this class and sweet gentility fool you. There is a slightly hood radish. She said, ah, look out. She screams. And at the last second, I see coming out of the corner, somebody moving full speed, never saw the red light, coming straight for me. With whatever strength I had, I put on my brakes and maneuvered. And instead of them T-boning me and taking my life, I ended up hitting them. And I hit them so hard that I literally shaved the back half of the car off. And so the car keeps going. That's how hard we hit. Their car didn't even stop. Boom. Their car kept going. Our car stopped. Strange. The airbags didn't deploy. Because it was almost like something else kept us together. I'm like, babe, you all right? You know, your adrenaline, because when you crash, everything gets heightened. That's why some of y'all can't go to sleep, because you didn't realize it, but heaven is invading your house. I'm almost done, and we're going to shout right on out of here. I get out of the car, and I was like, I know whoever that was didn't just try to take off. I know this ain't no hit and run. They better have some insurance. So I take off running down the street. You know I was mad if I'm running. What? Then I saw two officers like, hey, guys, listen, guys, all lives matter. Listen, I'm not angry. Hey, I don't know what happened, bun diddly do. I don't know. I don't even know. I was going through the green light. Can you believe it? I love all you guys. I was like, because if I start running, they go, sir, sir, don't move, sir. Sir, sir, on your feet. Get down, sir. I get to the car of the lady. And I'm like, you almost killed me and my wife. What are you doing? And she starts crying. I'm like, oh. I was like, Lord, please don't let her know I'm from Lakewood. Please don't let her know I'm from Lakewood. Please, please, please. I look. She's crying uncontrollably. In the back of her car, all of her belongings are in plastic bags. She had just been told to leave the house where she was living. She didn't even know where she was going. She didn't see the light and didn't know what to do. The Lord said, give her all the money in your pocket. I said, you give her all the money in your pocket. You see my truck? You play too much. I be so mad at Jesus sometimes. Ugh! I already serve you on Wednesdays. I don't have to serve you at a crash. Then the Lord said, get her information, put her in a hotel for the rest of the week. She had nowhere to go. My wife went to see her the next day. She said, I was at the end of my rope. I was suicidal. I don't know what I would have done. God took me off my path. It wasn't an accident. It was a crash to stop her from doing something. The enemy thought he had her, but God sent a crash. I want you to know God's about to crash into your situation, and the people and the resources that are gonna take you to the next level are gonna be in the middle of it. Where your life was wrecked, God is about to rearrange the situation. Somebody say, crash. Listen to the power of God. What's about to happen in your life is not an accident. You are moving at the speed of destiny. And so he's about to collide with you. Here's what happens. Some people are gonna go out the side windows of your life. Others are going through the front windshield. Whoever's not in the car when the crash stops, they weren't supposed to be there. Listen, there are no accidents in this season. God is removing everybody who's been holding on, hanging on, had the wrong motive. God says the only way to remove them is to crash. Boom! And as you praise, and as you worship, and as you lift up a sound, it is a sound that crashes against your situation, crashes against your circumstance, and it lets heaven know that I trust you over what I see. God, you can invade everything I have. I'm gonna trust you. You can crash into my marriage, crash into my business, crash into my health, crash into everything with my name on it. Anybody ready for God to crash into you? Remain standing. If you don't have to leave, stay here one more second. Saul was determined to keep moving in the direction that he was moving in. But a sudden encounter and heaven collided with his path and redirected him. What's happening in your life right now is not an accident, but it is a crash. You're about to get a crash course on the miracles of God, the favor of God, the blessing of God. You're about to get a crash course on mercy and forgiveness and grace. You're about to get a crash course on what it means to be a favored son or daughter of the Most High God. Do you think you've gone through everything you've gone through to have a regular testimony? I'm talking to anybody that's survived, any survivors in here. The enemy's tried to hit you from every angle, yet here you are. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has been your airbag the entire time. Do you understand? Some of us know we shouldn't be alive, but by the grace of God, can anybody join and give God a praise with me? Luke chapter 10, 18 and 19, Jesus said this to the disciples, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Since the enemy wants to crash into your life, it's time for you to crash into him. Trample on everything he's tried to do in your life, because Luke 10:18 gives you authority. Crash that party. Crash depression. Step on depression. Step on thoughts of suicide. Step on thoughts that you don't matter and lack of value. Step on that enemy that tries to tell you divorce is the best option. Step on that devil that tells you your children will never be redeemed. Step on that thing. Crash into everything that the enemy has tried to set up. Run through your house tonight. Run through your business. Now, don't do it crazy. If people are there, don't run, because you're going to get fired. Wait till everybody on break. Then run up and down and say, God, this whole thing belongs to you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus over every person here and every family that unexpected destiny collides with their circumstance, and that we hear miracle reports all over Houston and around the world for those who are watching and those who are listening of God crashing into circumstances and a supernatural outcome is heard. I pray that you will overtake every single family with blessings that are so overwhelming that they don't have room to keep it to themselves. I'm talking about miracles that they have to lend out to other people. I'm talking about abundance that makes them want to give to those around them. This is my prayer in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Now I pray that stirred your faith up and starved your doubts. See, it's all about focus. If you can turn your sight to the promises of God, everything in your life begins to move towards His favor. That's why I want to get you the complete 3-message series, Fresh Start, A Collision with God's Favor. As you hear this word and meditate on the promises of God, your soul will become overwhelmed with the reality of everything God has already made available to you. Instead of being mindful of lack, you'll rest in God's provisions. Get this series for your gift of any amount. Listen to this teaching over and over if you have to. Whatever you got to do to get it in your spirit. But once you keep feeding on it, expect to see the favor of God show up in your life in most profound ways and unexpected. One thing I've learned about the Holy Spirit, He loves to surprise His children.
You may feel you're at a dead end, running full speed with nowhere to go, but God has provided you a way of escape, a way to steer clear of those heavy barriers that block your path to victorious living and give you a fresh start. TBN wants to help you experience the fresh start that God has waiting for you. So in appreciation for your gift of support, we'll rush you John Gray's 3-CD series, Fresh Start, A Collision with God's Favor. In this brand new series from Pastor John Gray, you'll be encouraged and inspired to run towards your destiny. As you listen, you'll discover that your fresh start comes with God's supernatural favor. If you're ready for a new beginning, this is the year that it all comes together.
Hey, y'all. It's your boy, John Gray. Listen, I want to tell you about something that's got me absolutely fired up. Today, you can request my series, Fresh Start. But TBN is also making available some resources by my pastor and friend, Pastor Joel Osteen. Now, I'm sure you already know it, but Pastor Joel is the real deal. And I know that his book, Think Better, Live Better, is going to bless you like crazy. I can tell you firsthand, his books have changed my perspective on the world. So today, with your gift of $120 or more, TBN is going to send you my series, Fresh Start, Pastor Joel's book, and his awesome message, You Are God's Masterpiece, on CD and DVD. So get the family around the TV and let's go ahead and get that word. And because TBN wants this to be your best year ever, they're even going to throw in a couple of other resources, including a Hillsong album. Don't miss this. Pick up the phone right now. You won't regret it. Y'all giving Hillsong albums? Can I get one?
And with your gift of $120 or more, we'll also send you a power-packed collection of resources, including Joel Osteen's brand new book, Think Better, Live Better, and his message, You Are God's Masterpiece, on both CD and DVD. You'll also be blessed by worship music by Hillsong United and Philip Yancey's book, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. These are resources that will give you a fresh start every day of the year. Call, click, or write to TBN today to request Fresh Start on 3 CDs with your best gift, or the Joel Osteen Collection, Hillsong CD and DVD, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made by Philip Yancey, and fresh start for your gift of $120 or more. Get ready for a fresh start and let your season of favor begin right now. Call, click, or write today.
TBN's mission and vision is to keep the gospel of Jesus Christ on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all around the world. I can't imagine a more significant kingdom impact than the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week availability of the gospel around the world. Now, this is no small feat, and it is a very costly thing to do, but it's nothing compared to the reward of seeing people get saved, blessed, and filled with the grace of Jesus Christ. And when you give your gift of any size to get today's resource, your gift allows that vision to continue. People in every corner of the earth are blessed, and they are freed in Christ because of you. Make sure you get your copy of Fresh Start, A Collision with God's Favor, today. God just wants to bless you and build you, and He wants you to believe and receive because His favor has already been made available. Get this series. Call the number on your screen. Dial it right now. Email us. Go to the website. Log on. Send a letter. Find out how to see the manifestation of the fullness of favor in Christ. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Make sure you tune in next week because we're definitely going to keep going. I got some more nuggets to share, and you don't want to miss it. Have a great night, and God bless. If you get a knock on the door, it might be me, because I can smell that food cooking in the kitchen.